All right, shalom, shalom to you on YouTube or wherever you are listening or watching this today. We are here looking at false prophets. And you know, this was inspired by our new YouTube channel, which is called Jaw Prophecy. When you are finished, or even when you're doing this, please check out our channel, Jaw Prophecy. Our new prophecy channel, and it is doing well because the word is going out in prophecy, not only in teaching, but also in prophecy, confirming the word and confirming a whole lot of things that many people overlook or might not have understood. The word is going out, just a word, prophecy on YouTube. Okay, or you can check out our website, justaword.org/prophecy. And there you have access to all our prophecy videos from Just a Word Prophecy. So today we are going to be looking at prophecy. And the title is The Difference Between Diviners, Dreamers of Dreams. Let's go to Jeremiah 29 verse 8 to see all of them together. Read it, please.
For thus saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, the Eloah of Yasharal, let not your prophets,
one,
and your diviners,
two,
that be in the midst of you, deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams.
Your dreams, which is three,
which ye cause to be dreamed.
Which ye cause to be dreamed. This verse is very powerful. Look what it says. Your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. So people can truly have the gift of prophecy and still deceive you. Yeah? Because of their own desires. Prophets, diviners, and your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed, which ye cause to be dreamed. Which tells us that we can cause ourselves to get dreams. So we can have a desire, and because of the desire, a dream comes. You have to know dreams very carefully. It's very tricky. Verse 9.
For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith Yahuwah.
So we can have the gift of prophecy and prophesy lies because the Most High has not sent us. Continue.
For thus saith Yahuwah, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you.
In causing you to return to this place. Now this chapter here in Jeremiah is very important because it mirrors today. The prophets that are in the midst are not telling the people of the Most High where to go. They're not telling the people of the Most High to ask their way to Zion and to seek out Zion. Instead, they are telling the Most High's people to sit down and wait on the Most High, which is totally against his word. And that is where a prophet and a teacher comes in. Yes? A prophet will get prophecies that he or she does not understand. The teacher will look into the word to see how valid it is and help to point the prophet to understand the prophecy based on the word. Because the word to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So if we do not speak according to the word, and this is where the teacher comes in, and this is the value of having a channel such as Just a Word Prophecy. It's not just people giving you prophecies. It is a word that is alongside the prophecies that are proving the prophecies and to show you what the word says. And that is the value of Just a Word Prophecies. And what we are doing, I don't even know. I don't know a lot, but I don't see many people. I don't see any people. So there may not be many people doing it. And this is what messes up many of the prophets and prophetesses today. They get the prophecies and all of a sudden they think they are so anointed. All of a sudden they become teachers, especially the women. The Bible tells you that I forbid a woman to teach or to usurp authority over the man. And we have women, so-called prophets or prophetesses now, going online, teaching, usurping authority over the man, and think that because they have the gift of prophecy, the Most High is going to be with them. The Most High does not let down his word. He stands by his word. So all of you ladies out there who think might have the gift of prophecy, find a teacher or else you will be misled. Nothing has changed. Satan just wants you to usurp authority, wants you to not be in subjection. Then he has you, bam, just like he did with Eve. Yes? So, verse 10. No, Babylon. Yes, get to Babylon now. So today, we have people, teachers like me, that are pointing you to the word and showing you that the prophecies are saying we must come out of Babylon. What are the prophets in Babylon doing? The prophets in Babylon are telling you, yes, they prophesy falsely in the name of Yahuwah. Any prophet that tells you about waiting, they are prophesying falsely. Whether or not they are true prophets or false prophets, I will not debate whether someone is a true or is really a prophet or not, or a diviner. But I will tell you when that prophet is prophesying falsely. All right? Verse 11, this is where we are today. This verse 11 is where we are today. Go ahead, please.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahuwah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
This is it today. This is us today. Just think about today. This is what we're talking about. Go ahead.
And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me
with all your heart. Total denial of self is how you find the Most High today. Verse 14.
And I will be found of you, saith Yahuwah, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith Yahuwah. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
And this is where we are prophetically right now. We call on the Most High with all our heart, and he gathers us. But you are thinking that he's going to gather us like we were in Egypt. No, he gathers us by speaking to us and giving us his word, and then he gives us the understanding of his word because we have the desire for his word. He says, to whom much is given, and it's not whom much is given. What's the word in Matthew 13? Matthew 13, let me get the word in Matthew 13 quickly. Matthew 13, let me show you what I want. Verse 12. Read verse 12, please. This is one that I want.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
Verse 13.
Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not. Neither do they understand.
So this is what is happening today. The world is suffering from a lack of teachers. This is a problem in the world. 1,000,001 prophets. Everybody's a prophet trying to lead people. What about the teachers? Because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. It is the job of the teachers to let you see, to let you hear, and let you understand. The prophet will come and tell you what the Most High says, but will not give you the understanding necessarily of what. What the prophets do today is give you their own understanding. And that might not be the truth, because their understanding might be based on where they are with their emotions and their feelings and their ambitions. Because their ambitions usually today is about money. Money, 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 money. And so their thoughts and their conclusions, and guess how they trick you, my people? They come and says, And God said to me, man. And God said to me, and then you hear them having conversations with the Most High, as if the Most High is their friend. And I said to God, God, why did you do that? And God said to me, my child, where did all these things come from? That's not how the Most High, we're going to show you how the Most High says he speaks to his prophets. Yes? We are being fooled, my people, by false prophets. Let's go back to Jeremiah 29. So, where were we? Verse 15.
Okay. Because ye have said, Yahuwah hath raised us our prophets in Babylon.
We're going to show you now. The Most High does not raise up prophets in Babylon. And when I say he does not raise up prophets, the prophets that are in the midst of Babylon will not be given more than the prophets who come out of Babylon. When the children of Yashar were in Babylon, who did the Most High give to take care of them? Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, was not in Babylon. Another time it was Esdras, who was not in Babylon. Those were the ones that he sent his word to. The Most High will not give you in Babylon who decide to remain there and comfortably in there waiting on him. He will not give you more than those of us who have come out of Babylon. Look at what it says. Read 15 into 16, please.
Because ye have said, Yahuwah hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith Yahuwah of the king that sitteth upon the throne of Dawood, and of all the people that dwelleth in the city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth in with you into captivity. Thus saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and I will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil.
You see that? It's a punishment because you are following the prophets in Babylon. The Most High called us out of the midst of Babylon and said, and give us instructions to give to the people. The people refuse to listen to us. The people are listening to the prophets in Babylon, not knowing that what the Most High is giving us is so powerful. The half has not been told. But you listen to the prophets in Babylon, the Most High says you will be punished. Anyway, that was just an introduction to a prophet to show you the prophet, the diviner, and the dreamer of dreams. So let's look at diviner versus true prophet. And we had done this before when we spoke about false prophet in one of our teachings. We're just going to go over the little part quickly that has to do with diviner versus true prophet. Now let's go to the book of Bamidbar, Numbers 22, starting at verse 7.
And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak.
All right. What we're going to see here, the account of Balak and Balaam. Now, what we're going to prove in this, that you have diviners. Diviners are people who do dark arts, magic, witchcraft, that the Most High will even speak to them and give them his word. Because we have some false prophetesses and prophets out there, and when we are pointing them out, people are saying, oh, you better be very careful. It is the word that proves everything to the law and the testimony. You see, because you are Christians and you reject the law and the testimony, you cannot prove the truth. So you have to be living by this fear tactic that says, be careful of what you say. No, what we say is based on the word. And the word tells us that the Most High will speak and commune with a diviner. But the diviner will have to pay for his divination. You see, the Most High's way is so funny. He is so complex. He is so complex and so, he's so, I don't know the adjective for him, that you cannot program him any single way. Let's look at the account of Balaam. Verse 8.
And he said unto them.
This is Balaam said unto them. Continue.
Lodge here this night.
All right, hold on. Now Balak and the people of Moab and Midian wanted Balaam to curse the children of Yasharal. So they gave him, they had the rewards of divination. Go ahead.
And Yahuwah came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto Yahuwah, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt.
So we have this conversation between a diviner. Let's go. We have this conversation between this diviner and the Most High. A casual conversation, like two friends talking. Go ahead.
Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And Yahuwah saith unto Yahuwah said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for Yahuwah refuses to give me leave to go with you.
But hear this. As we say in Jamaica, what hear ya? But hear this. Yahuwah refuseth to give me leave to go with you. So this is a relationship between the Most High telling him, okay, you can do this, and okay, you can do that. This is a diviner. The reason we are telling you this, people, is that we have people who the Word tells us that they are diviners. And we have spoken about two of them on our prophecy channel, because the Most High has given us prophetic dreams. Now, normally, let me tell you, normally we don't like to speak about people. But if the Most High gives us these prophecies in dreams, we have to speak them. Okay? We don't like to be in the midst of controversy and this and that. But the Most High has given us, woe unto us if we don't speak it. So we have spoken it, and people are saying, oh, whatever she says has come true. Most of what she says has come true, and the Most High will make your divination come true. It's a reason it is a sin. It works. Yes? The Simpsons predict events long before the time. What do you think they use? The divination. They are able to know what is going to happen in the future by a dark art called divination. Divination is led by your heart. You see? If your heart is not right and you seek and desire shortcuts to get understanding of the Most High's word and his prophecies, you will get it. But you will have to pay for what you have done. So, let's see what happened to the diviner. Deuteronomy 18, start at verse 10.
There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahuwah. And because of these abominations, Yahuwah, thy Elohim, doth drive them out from before thee.
So, Balaam was a diviner. And the Most High says it's an abomination. But yet still, he had this conversation with him and permitted him to do what he wanted to do. That is why they came with the reward of divination, because they knew that it works. That if a pay reward, And that is how, you know, the divine are different. The divine receives reward for what they... People, let me tell you something. You see, this social media thing is the death of the true believer. You see, when these people are on the air and doing their thing and prophesying, Kerri-Ann Giddens. I remember when Kerri-Ann used to do her little thing. And I watched videos from her when she was young, and young and innocent. But people, when money started coming in, Kerri-Ann started to change. All of a sudden, Kerri-Ann had a whole baby here. Eyes start lining up. Lips start getting shine. Then lips get black. I think of late, the lips have gotten red. White. She used to have on just her casual clothes that she wears at home. White thing now to say she's the... All of a sudden. And money. Money, money. Putting up those things requiring money. That's the death of the believer. A true prophet does not prophesy for money. It says it in the book, The Shepherd of Hermas. As long as you put money in the air, you're gone into witchcraft. The reward of divination. You see, Kerri-Ann. My Ruach takes Kerri-Ann. Yes, because I see the transition. And when I speak about her, it's not to disrespect her or anything. It's because I wish that she would just hear and wake up. And I remember when I used to watch her when she was young. And I said, oh, Kerri-Ann. Remember, Kerri-Ann used to do some videos. And she used to say, oh, the Most High has told me that I must not interpret my dreams. I must just speak them. Somebody out there will interpret them for me. And I said, yes, this girl is on the right path. And then all of a sudden, she's just changed, interpreting themselves and acting like she's an authority on everything. That's where she fell. So, continue, please. Verse 13 of Deuteronomy 18.
Thou shalt be perfect with Yahuwah, thy allure.
You see this? Perfect. You cannot now go off and go off into materialism. Because the Most High said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So even though he gives you a gift to prophesy, if you start to prophesy for money, then you're gone. Because you're not perfect with Yahuwah. Because you love the world and the things of the world. Continue.
For these nations, which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, Yahuwah thy Allure hath not suffered thee so to do.
So, let's see what happened to Balaam. Joshua 13:22. This diviner that the Most High had this casual conversation with. The Most High sent his own people to destroy Balaam. Joshua 13:22. Read, please.
Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Yisrael slay with the sword among them that was slain by them.
All right, sorry. Joshua 13:22. I didn't even change it on this. Sorry about that. Joshua 13:22. So we have Balaam, the soothsayer. Soothsayer there to distribute that is determined by lot or magical scroll by implication to divine. So Balaam the diviner was killed. Now, as we said, the diviner will speak truth because that was why Balaam was paid. Acts 16:16. The diviner does speak some truth.
And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High Elua, which show unto us the way of salvation.
Was she lying?
No.
She was speaking the truth. Okay? So this is why we tell you that these people who have the rock of divination do not look on the fact that they're speaking the truth to mean that they are true. This is one thing that you must understand. If you don't get anything from this today, get that. The fact that someone is prophesying something that is true does not mean they are true. Diviners are abomination unto Yahuwah, but diviners still speak the truth. Continue.
And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
You see it? These people are possessed. Possessed. And people are saying, oh, be careful what you talk about them. We are trying to save their souls. You see, we are not like other people who grudge people or hate people. We are here for the salvation of souls, every single soul, especially of our people. That's what we are here for. Yes? Not to condemn. We are not condemners. So when we speak about the evil of someone, it is for the person to wake up and repent so that their souls can be saved. Because we care about the soul, that it can be saved. Go to verse 19.
And when a master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers.
You see what accompanies divination, though? Mm-hmm. Gain. So you see, from your prophet and your prophetess, and you go on and you start raking up numbers. You see, from you put that cash up, you're done. You're done. People have to come and bring money to you. Let people come and ask you, can I contribute to you? Don't put it out there asking or inviting people. And this was one of the things when we started Just a Word. That was one of the things that the Most I laid on my heart. Do not ask people for money. Do not put up anything that people can comfortably donate as if Christianity. Long time. And I remember as I used to earn money from Google AdSense, putting Google ads on my websites. And the traffic that I used to get from justaword.org would have made me comfortable. I wouldn't have to do any work. I would just collect and every month Google would pay me. And I said, no, I'm not going to have any commercial thing about the Most High. And then later on, I realized the danger. Had I done it, I would be in trouble. Like most of these people today are. Because Google, the world has tempted you to go out and beg money or offer yourself money by giving you an opportunity for what? Monetization. And what does the world say? You cannot serve Alua and Mammon. You have to pick which one you're gonna serve. Continue, please.
And brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans.
All right. So, in the book, The Shepherd of Hermas, it tells you, and you know, we had to go there. Man, we are going late overtime tonight, Ian Yolo. We'll have to ask you to give us a little more time. Shepherd of Hermas, page 47, chapter 43, verse 3. Let me get it online, please. Where am I going to get it? Online. Let me see if I can get it. Shepherd of Hermas. Well, today is a slow day with everything. Everything takes time. Which page did I say?
PDF 47. 47 verse 2.
Mm-hmm. All right. No. Yes. All right, let me get it on, please. Read it, please.
The double-minded come to him as to a fortune teller.
No. Oh, 47 verse 3.
For since he himself is empty, he gives empty answers to empty inquirers.
No, man. Let me go back to the verse before that. You have to know who it's talking about. True and false prophets. Yes. 43 verse 1.
He showed me people seated on a bench and another person seated on a chair. And he said to me, "Do you see those people seated on the bench?" "I see them, sir," I replied. "These," he said, "are faithful, but the one seated on the chair is a false prophet who destroys the mind of Allah's servants."
Mm-hmm.
That is, he destroys the minds of the double-minded, not of believers. The double-minded come to him as to a fortune teller and ask him what will happen to them.
Hey, 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 does this sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
The double-minded come to him as a fortune teller. Double-minded are those people who want the world and want the word.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what Christians do. They come to their prophets. Oh, yeah, I'm a prophet. What is going to happen to me tomorrow? What is going to happen to me next week? What kind of year am I going mm-hmm. to have? Fortune telling. Yeah? The true prophet does not do fortune telling. The true prophet hears from the Most High and speaks what he or she hears. Simple. He or she has no control over what he or she hears.
Mm-hmm.
The Ruach just comes to him or her whenever the Ruach wants to speak and just speaks, and just person will just speak what he or she hears, and that's it. Continue.
And the false prophet...
And that
false prophet,
mm-hmm.
not having the power of a divine spirit in himself, answers them in accordance with their questions
mm-hmm.
and their wicked desires, and fills their souls just as they themselves wish.
Mm-hmm. So the false prophets just tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
For since he himself is empty, he gives empty answers to empty inquirers. For no matter what he's asked, he answers according to the emptiness of the one asking.
Mm-hmm.
But he does speak some true words.
Selector, where you go? You're a beer, where you go with a selector? Pull up. Come again. Read that verse. But he does?
But he does speak some true words.
You see what I'm talking about? So when we're talking about these false prophecies, false prophets, yes? And we say that they are false. And you are saying that, but they prophesied this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what fools most people, especially Christians. Every time she speaks this and what she says come through. Mm-hmm. And these people are like salivating, wanting to hear, yes, woman of God, yes, man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because some things come through.
Mm-hmm.
He does speak some true words. Why?
For the devil fills him with his own spirit.
Who?
The devil.
Continue, please, sir.
To see if he will be able to break down any of the righteous. So, though...
Hold on. So the devil fills them with true words to see if they can break down the righteous.
Mm.
So it is the righteous that have to be alert.
Mm-hmm.
And how is the righteous alert? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Their words, their ways, their lives have to line up with the scriptures. No one can come to me and tell me that they are a true prophet and they are living according to this word.
Mm-hmm.
And they are living in opposition to the way.
Mm.
You can't tell me that you have an artificial hair on top of your head. And you cannot even wrap your head. You can't even fully cover your head. You just have a little thing catching on top of your head. And all of your thing coming out here. And you tell me that you are of the Most High. How? Impossible. The woman of the Most High is going to be humble. Is going to be humble. Is going to be modest. Does not want to make anyone feel that she is vain. The man of the Most High is going to be the same thing. He's not going to be carnal. He's not going to be driving cars and in the greatest suit. Look at the prophets that are online today. Look at their watches, their gold, and they flash their gold watches. And their, what kind of a prophet is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Come, sir, please continue reading, sir.
So those who are strong in the faith of Yahuwah, having clothed themselves with the truth.
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So having clothed ourselves with the Torah and the true Messiah, Yahusha HaMashiach, what will happen?
Do not associate with such spirits, but have nothing to do with them.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who are clothed in the Ruach, we have nothing to do with them. But those who are not clothed with the Ruach, now the Christians who reject the Torah, who reject the truth, these are those who are running behind them. And then when we post the truth that the Most High gives us about them, the dreams that the Most High gives us about them, the Christians come and start to complain and quarrel.
Mm-hmm.
And say, why are you talking about the woman of God like that? It might be the woman of God, but is not serving Yahuwah. Might be given the gift of Yahuwah, yes, but is currently not lined up with the way and the will of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, but those?
But those who are double-minded and frequently change their minds.
And do what?
Frequently change their minds.
You see, when you have not denied yourself, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to frequently change your mind. Today, you are going to believe this because something might have happened and your emotion told you that you must listen to this word. That's what happens when we teach the word. You have people who listen to us. It's the same thing. Double-minded. You hear the word and the word hits you and it said, yes, you're convicted. And by the time the next day or 2 days after, boom, you're gone back to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Double-minded. What does it say about the double-minded here?
Practice fortune-telling like the outsiders and bring greater sin upon themselves by their idolatries.
By their?
Idolatries.
They practice fortune-telling.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to me next week? And bring greater sin upon themselves by their idolatries because they go after materialism. Continue.
For the one who consults a false prophet on any matter is an idolater and lacks the truth and is senseless.
You see those people there?
Mm.
Verse 5 there, please.
For no spirit given by Yahuwah needs to be consulted. Instead, having the divine power, it speaks everything on its own initiative because it is from above.
It is not, it is, oh yes.
From the power of the divine spirit.
Oh yes, yeah, continue.
But the spirit that is consulted and that answers according to the desires of the people, consulting it is earthly and fickle and has no power and does not speak at all unless it is consulted.
This is happening. This is like social media. Look at social media. These are the people now. Everything the thing that happens in this world, they have prophecy there, there. You see a video come up from them on this. Yeah? A plane crashed there. Boom. They have a talk about it. Wind blow over the air. Bam. You have a video about it. Every single thing they have something to say. That's not how the Most High works. The Most High will let things go on and things pass and you don't hear anything from him. And then one day just gives you something. Bam. And turns you or the world upside down. That's how the Most High works. Yeah? So, I remember a comment on our website. The person said, Mosiah does not speak to her in dreams, but he speaks to her through common sense. No, it is sad, really sad as to where we are today. 2025, the internet has been around a long time. You can get all the information that you want. Mm. And that is what someone says. And the Bible is there. Everybody has a Bible up on their phone. Numbers 12, verse 5 is right before them. Go and read it, please. Numbers 12, verse 5 to 6 is right there that they can see. But they will not see it. Because this is how the Most High speaks to a prophet.
And Yahuwah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle.
Oops.
And called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahuwah, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahuwah shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe?
All right. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahuwah, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. And yet still, when the people who say they are prophets today speak, they say, God, tell them this. One of them said, God, wake up. One of the time when she woke up, God says, oh, my girl, I'm so happy that you woke up. The Most High was waiting. She said the Most High was waiting for her to wake up and was happy. You see, people, this is no joke. It's a word from the teachers of the Most High that show you the truth. Yes? Prophecies are good, and I think, I don't know if there's any greater gift than the gift of prophecy. But it is what the Most High says is relayed. And this is how the Most High does it. You have to have teachers who will show you the way so that you will not be deceived by the prophets. It's the teachers of the Most High that protect you from the prophets. And the prophets who protect you from the teachers of the Most High. Because if the teacher is false, the Most High will give a message to the prophet and say, this man is false, or this woman is false. So it works both ways. So it's kind of a safety check for each other. Anyway. All right. Okay. We are. Let's look at true prophets. Isaiah 13:1. The true prophets, as we said earlier, will not be comfortable people driving nice, pretty cars, living nicely. Isaiah 13, verse 1. The prophets are usually, look at John the Baptist. Eh? In the bushes. Wearing what? Well, sackcloth and what?
Mm-hmm.
And a belt around his waist.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever comely. Always rough. Isaiah 13, verse 1.
The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see.
The prophets always carry burdens. Mm-hmm. Burdens. Because they are made to see hard things. Yes, Nahum 1, verse 1.
No. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite.
Burden. The true prophets carry burdens. Malachi 1, verse 1.
The burden of the word of Yahuwah to Yasharal by Malachi.
The burden of the word of Yahuwah. The word of Yahuwah is a burden because it could cost you your life. Because when people hear it, those who it is to go to, some of them will want to kill you. It is a burden. Today you have modern prophets, as we tell you, nice, flashy. Inside Africa here, you have this prophet thing. I don't understand how people can be so deceived to believe all these false people to be true prophet. Because the prophets speak hard words and will face persecutions. Acts 7, verse 52.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayer and murderers.
You see? People don't like true prophets. So, you got a dream, and the dream said you must not listen to anyone above a certain amount of followers. Could you tell us about it, please?
Yes. So the dream started with a voice saying that I must not listen to anyone over 130,000 subscribers. And then as I was thinking that, I thought of the channel, The Master's Voice, and how the channel has way over 130 subscribers. And as I was thinking that, the voice answered and said that, yes, the master that she speaks of is not me.
All right. So, we are talking about which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted and have slain them. The true prophets are going to be so despicable to the people that they're going to hate them. No one is going to want to follow them. So if you look online and you see people with hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of followers, think twice. Think twice. Who hates them? Who wants to kill them? Well, a lot of people hate them because they have this rivalry in Christianity. Who is true and who is false? Yeah? No. Today, everybody wants to be a prophet. Everybody is a prophet because everybody dreams dreams. We have to understand the difference between a true prophet and a dreamer of dreams. Yes? A dreamer of dreams, the Most High will give every one of us dreams. Why? Because the Ruach of prophecy is upon those who are in Yahusha HaMashiach. Go to Revelation 19:10.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Yahusha. Worship Eloah. For the testimony of Yahusha is the Ruach of prophecy.
The testimony of Yahusha is the Ruach of prophecy. As long as you have Yahusha, my people, you have the Ruach of prophecy in you. That does not mean that you are a prophet. It means you have the Ruach of Yahusha in you. That does not mean that there are no prophets. Some of us are prophets, some are not. Yes? But all of us are given a little touch of prophecy because the Ruach of Yahusha is the Ruach of prophecy. As long as you have Yahusha, he will prophesy to you. Why? Because the Ruach of Yahusha is in you and dwelling in you and will speak to you to guide you into all truth. And will show you things to come. That's what Yahusha said about the Ruach. So when it says the Ruach will show you things to come, it means you will have the spirit of prophecy in you to see things to come. So these people now today, everybody exalting themselves as prophet. Go to the book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, 28. And this was prophesied about Yahusha HaMashiach. This is another prophecy of Yahusha HaMashiach, Joel 2, 28 to 29.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit.
Is anybody left out here? Mm-hmm. Your sons, your daughters, your old men, your young men, your servants, your handmaids, everybody! The Ruach of prophecy is going to be poured out on. So that is why we here at Just a Word, we can have our prophecy channel. Because the Ruach of prophecy has been poured out mightily on the people here. And we do not claim to be prophets. We don't go around and tell you there are prophets and prophets this. Or prophets... Prophet Etekhan. We don't do those things. Yes? It's just Ak Etekhan, Hanuk, Yermiel, whoever. That's just how it is. Yes?
Yes.
But the people in this world are exalting themselves and getting into trouble. Because when you exalt yourself, you pull yourself aside as a prophet, then the money starts to tempt you. You have a few prophecies and they come true, then the money starts to tempt you. You go and you go for the money, bam, you're done. So HaMashiach was prophesied in Joel. Let's see how it is manifested in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 16.
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
So Peter was telling them and explaining to them what was happening at Pentecost. Continue.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith Yahuwah, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
All right. So another thing about prophet now, and this is how we're going to end it. You and Ola, I'm not going too far over. This is how we're going to end it. The Most High will deceive a prophet who is in disobedience. If a prophet is in disobedience, so when you have prophets rising up now in Christianity who reject the law and do their own thing and do whatever they want to do, the Most High will deceive them. Yes? Ezekiel 14, verse 7. So when we are idolatrous, a prophet is never idolatrous. A prophet usually has to give up everything, their ownership in this world. Yes? A true prophet usually has to give up materialism. The Most High will be, not usually, always. You cannot be a true prophet and be material. At all. At all, at all. The Most High will take care of you, but you cannot be material.
Mm-hmm.
Or else the Most High will deceive you because you love the world and the things of the world. Ezekiel 14, 7.
For everyone of the house of Yasharal or of the stranger that sojourneth in Yasharal, which separateth himself from me and setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahuwah, will answer him by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I will set my face against that man and will make him a sign and a proverb. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And if that prophet be deceived,
whoops,
when he has spoken a thing,
I, Yahuwah, have deceived that prophet,
and will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people, Yeshurah.
So this case is a case in which the prophet answers the people who are in idolatry.
Mm.
So when you have these prophets out there now answering these Christians, these idolatrous, sinful people, according to their hearts, the Most High will deceive that prophet. Because, I want you to think carefully. Look at the people who are following those two prophetesses, Celestial and Kyrian. These are sinful, idolatrous people who are just going to them to hear a word from them. Your audience will impact all the Most High deals with you. The Most High will deceive the prophet in order to get to who? The people who are looking for the prophecy. That's why it says, shall the blind lead the blind? Both shall fall into a ditch. So he will make the prophet blind so that he will deceive those who are being led. What a thing. So if I am saying I'm a prophet and I'm keeping and saying things that make these people comfortable in sin, the Most I will let me err. Because I should be reproving the people of sin. I should be correcting them and taking them out of sin. But instead, I'm telling them what they want to hear, keeping them comfortable in sin. The Most I will deceive that prophet. Continue.
For everyone.
And they shall bear the punishment.
And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be even as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him.
You see why the prophet has to speak hard words. Nothing pretty. Continue.
That the house of Yasharal may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their Eloah, saith Yahuwah, Eloah.
All right. And that's where we end today. As I said, it wasn't a complete study, but I did my best with the time that I got, because when I started putting this together, I said, what am I going to speak about today? And by the time we got a title, it was really not so great a time to deal with it. All right, Ian Yolo. Only hope this was edifying